Hello and welcome to Oxcast, your weekly dose of auditory excitement in the echoing cloisters of Oxford. Let Daily Info take you gently by the ears and lead you face first into a wall of exciting activities which will stimulate the other four senses as thoroughly as we do your hearing. I'm Alwyn Collinson.
And I am Emma Pearson, and we are the team from Daily Info, your one-stop guide to Oxford life. And in the next few minutes, we're going to be covering the Jubilee celebrations and Oxfringe Theatre and where to get a really good cup of tea. So if you want any more details on anything we mentioned, just check dailyinfo.co.uk. So jumping straight into theatre, let's talk about Mary Shelley.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She was the daughter of one of Britain's first feminists, Mary Wollstonecraft, mm-hmm. And she married one of the greatest romantic poets.
Shelley, yeah. Of course.
And at the age of just 19, which I was surprised to find out, she wrote one of the most influential books of all time, which is Frankenstein, of course.
At 19?
I know.
It makes you feel like I've wasted my own life.
It really does.
Sorry, it makes me feel like I've wasted my life. You might think I've wasted my life, but that's beside the point. Yeah. Anyway, what about her?
So, there's a new play that has been written to explore her fascinating life, and it's on at the Oxford Playhouse this week until Saturday, that's the 2nd of June. And the Daily Telegraph are calling it one of the top 10 regional shows of 2012. So It should be good. Head along and see if they've created a monster.
I think you have to go, created a monster!
Created a monster!
Yeah,
yes.
It's wonderful, that top 10 regional shows of 2012. Yes. A bit patronising, isn't it? Never mind, we have our very own local regional events to get to. It's Oxfringe. It's Oxford's very own Fringe Festival. It kicks off this week and it runs until 10th of June. So whether you're into stand-up comedy, sketch shows, theatre, improv, dance or music, there will be something going on for you in any of the 19 different venues across Oxford. You can check out oxfringe.com for full details, and we will be bringing you a roundup of the best that Oxfringe has to offer next week. But for this week, our pick would be quirky comedian Izzy Sutty, who will be performing at the Old Fire Station on the 5th of June, so that's next Tuesday. I had my second closest celebrity encounter ever, when Izzy Sutty sat behind me in a pub.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah, my friend dared me to go up to her and say, "Hey, Josie Long, love your work," but I didn't have the guts.
No. I want to know what your closest ever celebrity encounter was
Well, that was actually while I was in Edinburgh Airport, and I had a close encounter with Mr. Bond himself, Sean Connery.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know that.
He was sitting reading a newspaper, and I walked past him.
Did you do the voice?
What, while he was... No, I'm guessing that probably would have left me being thrown off a building
or
shot or something.
Very ashamed of you. I've never known you not do the voice when there's an opportunity for doing the voice.
Are you suggesting that my selection
of
celebrity voices is limited? It's morphing indistinguishably into my Winston Churchill, so we'll leave it there.
Well, yes, I'm going to move on before it gets any worse. let's address the royal elephant in the room. Queen Elizabeth has now reigned over Britain for a frankly astonishing 60 years, making her only the second monarch in British history to get to her Diamond Jubilee without dying from either syphilis or lampreys or Republicans with big axes. So whether you're a royalist or a roundhead, you can't escape the Jubilee this weekend, so I think you'd better try and enjoy yourself. And there's certainly a massive selection of things to see and do right across the county.
God, aren't they just?
They really, really are. So you can party like it's 1955 at any of the big lunches going on this Sunday. They're going on in Abingdon, in Banbury, Wolvercote, Bicester and at Oxford Castle. So these is a sort of street party come picnics. They ask that you bring your own food, but many also have catering available on site. And you are generally invited to dress up to attend. Mm-hmm. So if you have a spare Wills or Kate costume or one of those scary masks or a tiara or similar thing, why not lend a regal air to the picnic?
Yeah, actually, one of them. There's one particularly spectacular feature to the Abingdon Big Lunch. 6,000 buns are going to be thrown from the roof of the County Hall Museum at 6 p.m. So I'm not sure if this is supposed to fill you up or feed the pigeons.
Yeah, you catch them before they hit the floor.
Well, exactly, unless they're kind of wrapped up. But even then, like, you know, once a bun had impacted on the pavement at high velocity, I'm not sure I would actually want it.
No, not really.
Might just all be a ploy to stimulate the local bakeries in these troubled economic times. But whatever it is, it's going to be happening and it's probably going to be worth a look. East Oxford, of course, will have its very own street party. None of your big lunch is necessary here. It's going to be centred on Magdalen Road with a beer and cider festival at the Rusty Bicycle Pub.
That sounds good.
So if you need to face the Jubilee Hammer, do you know where to do it? There'll also be comedy, drama and yoga workshops. Meanwhile, in the centre of the city, the Lord Mayor's Jubilee Party will have pageantry, music and sports. Said sports are going to be performed by local theatre group Under Construction, who will be showing off some athletics that you probably won't spot at the Olympics.
That's so interesting. So a theatre group, but sports.
Yeah, well, they're performing obsolete sports. So if you want to see a knobbly knee competition, blind boxing, which I really hope isn't as tragic as it sounds, or broom hockey.
Broom hockey. Quidditch. No, don't worry.
I think that I've just been redeemed for my Sean Connery impression, actually. Yeah, you can catch all of those on Sunday.
Great. And if you're not sated by Sunday, on Tuesday, why not head down to Morris Mania? That's at the Oxford Castle.
Morris? Cars or dancers?
Both, in fact. They are vintage Morris Motors will be on display in the Castle Yard. That's in celebration of the city's connection with the car industry. Mm-hmm. And then Morris Dancers will also be performing throughout the day.
Wow, double whammy.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have literally, I'm afraid, only scratched the surface of the bewildering and exhausting range of vaguely royal-themed activities on offer this weekend, this long, long weekend. Yeah. Although, incidentally, long only for you, dear listener, because Daily Info works come rain or shine, bank holiday or no. So we'll be open on Monday and Tuesday for all your event and advertising needs.
Absolutely.
Anyway, for the full list of those events, see dailyinfo.co.uk.
After all that nattering, I think I need a restorative drink. How about a nice cup of tea?
No time for that. We have to do Daily Info's pick of the week.
Don't worry, we can do both. Yes, in honour of the Jubilee, we have picked the best places to have tea in Oxford. Because what's more British than a cup of tea?
Well, you might say that, but I personally do not like the standard British cup of tea.
I know you don't. You're very strange.
Do not drink. No, so it. I don't drink lots of other things. And in that particular vein, I would rather go for tea at the Grand Café on the High Street. Because there, you can have your cup of tea and I will have a cocktail. They also do a very nice cream tea in some rather splendid surroundings.
Well, that's the good thing about tea time. It's very versatile. You can have it with tea, you can have it with iced tea, you can have cocktails, you can spice it up in any way you
Sounds
want.
Sounds good. Where would you go?
Well, I always say the Rose. They're very good and they give you tiny little sandwiches so you feel like you're in an Oscar Wilde play. Yes, that's always nice. And then there's obviously like Vaults and Gardens, which will be open again soon, I think.
Very nice, yeah. Nice to enjoy the summer there, hopefully. Actually, there is just very recently a new addition to the Oxford tea scene, insofar as there is an Oxford tea scene. Mm-hmm. It's called the Formosan Tea Bar. And it's a Taiwanese tea bar, which just opened in one of the passages off the High Street at the former locations of Gill's the Ironmongers.
I think so, sort of melding British tea time with other cultures there.
Yeah, they're offering kind of a really weird range of teas, wide range, I should say. Things like bubble tea, pearl tea, oolong, and all the rest.
So bubble tea, that's where you have those sort of tapioca things in the tea. And when we had this before in Lan Kwai Fong, which is also a good place to have this kind of tea, they had it with a giant straw, and so you'd have to like pick up the tapioca and suck up the tapioca through the straw, and it was rather surprising when it sort of hit your mouth.
Yeah, you also got a sort of burst of hot tea that had been sucked along with the cup. You
really
rather enjoyed it.
I very much liked it. Yes,
you weird deviant you. Anyway, so that is Daily Info Soccer Cast.
It is. We'll be doing this again next week. Please join us then.
Absolutely. I'm Alwyn Collinson.
I'm Emma Pearson.